Give him praise. All across the world, with our hands lifted up, we give him praise. For you are fearful in praise. You are terrible in praise. Strong in battle. The Lord, our shield, our glory, and the lifter up of our head. We have come from different backgrounds, works of lives, with different needs. And we have come with unanswered questions on our mind. We need answers to unanswered questions on our mind so that we can make sense. We can make sense of our present circumstances. In the name of Jesus. Thou that answers prayer, hear, attend, and hearken. And do accordingly. Show your people a token for good, that those who hate us may be put to shame. O God of vengeance, shine forth. Show forth thyself. Show thy power. And in the name of Jesus, we hereby settle every score with the enemy by the blood of Jesus. We declare that every score with the enemy is settled by the blood of Jesus. Even now, as we put our hands together, we override every enemy. We override every adversary in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any restriction and embargoes placed on our increase, our growth, our harvest, our multiplication, and our future, our security, our safety, our deliverance. Let the embargo in the name of Jesus be dismantled and lifted over your people and this house. We break embargoes. We dismantle embargoes. We lift embargoes of your people, of this house, our finances, our health, our children, the works of our hands, by the power of Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. We'll continue in prayer. And remember that tomorrow, our fast for the month of March begins, God willing, from tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. And there will be no Shabbat tonight. We will be having Shabbat once a month, the first Sunday of every month will be our communion service, the evening services will be our communion service, and we'll have Shabbat, praise and worship, and communion once a month, so please keep that in mind. Last week, we started a subject I entitled, Your Words Matter. Your words matter. What you say matters. We just can't speak any way, anyhow, anymore. You just can't say anything that comes into your head. You just can't say anything you feel like saying, because there are serious consequences to that. Whenever you open your mouth to speak, you speak death or life. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And that is the word of God. That is the word of God. And your mouth is a weapon. Your mouth is a vehicle. It's a tool that God has given to you and I to execute his word. To carry out the word of God. The word of God concerning things seen and unseen. All things was created by the word, and there was nothing made or created without the word that was created. The word of God has preeminence over all things. And so, in order for anything to have longevity and to outlive you and I, it has to be created by the word. Whether it's our marriages and our families and businesses, investments, whatever we do without the word does not have longevity foundation and can't stand the test of time. But whatever we do by the word of God can stand the test of time and have longevity. Let's begin our journey because of time. John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
So nothing succeeds without the Word. And that's why you and I must have the Word, must know the Word, must speak the Word. Keep that in mind. Write it down. Have the Word, know the Word, speak the Word. Genesis 1, 1 to 3.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
So understand again. Here again is the Word acting, the Word creating. God created the heavens and the earth. How? By His words. All things was created by the Word. All things consist by the Word. And the Word has preeminence over all things. So the first heavens and earth God created, Genesis 1:1, is what we call the pre-Adamic world. That world was perfect. It is believed by Bible scholars and theologians that after the war took place in heaven, Revelation the 12th chapter, and Satan was cast to the earth, he destroyed the pre-Adamic world. And when God came on the scene and saw the state of the earth, the reality of the time was that the earth was without form and it was out of shape and order, and darkness had covered the face of the deep. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the reality. But God did not accept the reality. He acknowledged it, but didn't accept it. And He spoke what He desired, what He wished for, what He wanted, by speaking the opposite of the situation. He spoke the opposite of the reality of the time. He said, let there be the opposite of darkness, which is light. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Understand that until God said, let there be light, there was no light. And so I understand the reality of the times, that we are dealing with an epidemic. We are dealing with a coronavirus. We are dealing with a life and death situation. A plague. We are also dealing with a beast. We are dealing with a virus that is taking life. But you, in the midst of all that is going on, must be able to speak the opposite of what is happening. The opposite of the reality is that I am not a victim of coronavirus, and I will not be a victim of coronavirus. Me and my house will not be victims of coronavirus. We are victors and not a victim. And I declare, as it was said, when Joseph said to his brothers, your father, the old man, how is he? And they said, our old man, our father, is in good health and is still alive. I declare by the judicial powers of heaven that between now and beyond, me and my house will be in good health and will still be alive. You didn't hear what I said? I said I will be in good health and still be alive. That is what I believe. You can also speak what you believe. But I believe that irrespective of how long coronavirus moves in our society, that I am exempted from the plague. You are exempted from the plague. My house is exempted. Your house is exempted. This nation is exempted. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it, say yes. Put your hands together. Now, I'm not saying you should not acknowledge reality. Reality at that time was darkness. God acknowledged it, but He didn't accept it. So you and I can acknowledge the reality we deal with, but your reality, my reality, and God's reality is different. God's reality is what He has said. That is His reality. That 1,000 shall fall by our side, and 10,000 on our right hand, but it shall not come near us. That we are exempted. That even if it hits you, you will recover. That it does not have the mandate to take you. That you will live and not die. Say, I will live and not die. During this time of COVID-19, I will be here in good health and alive and after I will still be here. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it, say yes. Now come with me to Romans 4 and the 17th verse. Romans, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. Quickly.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
As though they were. This is what we call the rules of engagement. And this is how God operates. He called Abraham, who was barren, didn't have kids, the wife was barren, and said, I have made you a father of many nations. And he said, I'm changing your name from Abraham to Abraham. And the meaning of Abraham is father of many nations. And for 25 years, God kept calling him father of many nations, father of many nations, father of many nations. And he became father of many nations. So when God wants to create something, and he wants to do something that has never been or existed before, he prophesies. He calls it to be as if it were, as if it was there. That is the principles of God. That is the way he operates. He prophesies. The Bible said he declares the end from the beginning. Things that are not yet seen or done, he declares the outcome of it before it happens. That is the God you and I serve. And you and I, as never before, must do it God's way. I know the reality on the ground is that people are dying and bad things are happening all over the nations of the world and around us. But you got to believe that there shall no evil befall thee. You must believe that no plague will come now your dwelling. You must believe that the numbers of your days you will fulfill. You must believe that God will satisfy you with long life and show you his salvation. You must believe that when men are cast down, you will say there is a lifting up. And if you believe, don't shut your mouth. If you believe, declare what you believe. If you believe, declare the word of God. Because God made you in his image after his own likeness. And in you lies the power to create good or bad. It's in you. Ephesians. Before Ephesians 5:1, look at the book of Ezekiel 20:37. It ties in with Romans 4:17. The other day, there was a prophet in the Bible minding his own business, and the Spirit of the Lord carried him into a valley full of dry bones. Then said the Lord to this prophet, Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? And the Bible said that he looked to the Lord and said, asking me such a question. Can bones live? Bones don't live. This thing is not just dead. It's dry. It's dry bones. And the Bible said, and he said, Lord God, thou knowest. And the Bible said, and the Lord said, prophesy, speak to the bones. The expected desire. Prophesy. And the prophet said, and I prophesied to the dry bones as I was commanded. And flesh and sinews and wind came, and light came upon the dry bones. And the dry bones became a great army. A great army. Listen, gentlemen. The dry bones would have remained dry bones until he spoke. Nothing would have happened until he said something. And it's not just enough to say anything. You have to know what to say. You need to say the right thing. And in order for you to say the right thing, you must know the word. You must know the word. As it is written, the Bible says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The scriptures cannot be broken. And the Bible says, in the book of Mark, the 16th chapter, he said, and after that the Lord was received up into heaven, the apostles went everywhere, preaching the word, not their word, not their feelings, not their emotions, but they were preaching the word of God. And the Bible said, the Lord worked with them confirming his word with signs following. Ladies and gentlemen, anytime we speak his word, he's under obligation to perform. He's under obligation to deliver. Today, I challenge you to begin to speak the word of God to your circumstances, to your reality as never before. And the more of his word that proceeds out of our mouth, there will be a performance of his word, not your word, not my word, but his word. Put your hands together and thank God for his word. Imitators of God. So in the case of the prophet, he had to prophesy. He prophesied the word of God as he was commanded. And the times we live in, you and I need to know the scriptures as never before. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost as never before. So in the name of Jesus, know the word. Eat the scroll. Search the scroll. Search the scriptures. Know the scriptures. For those who do know their God will be strong and do exploits. Amen. Then come with me to Ephesians 5:1.
Therefore be imitators of God as dear children.
Be imitators of God as dear children. What is he saying? Do it your father's way. Do it the way God does it. How did he do it? He spoke the opposite of the reality. He saw darkness, he spoke light. The Bible says in the book of Joel 3:10b, he said, let the weak say, I'm strong. You are weak. You feel weak. Lack of energy. How do you get energy and strength back? Say, I'm strong. When you say, I'm strong, you become strong. When you say, I'm weak, you keep being weak. Why? Because your words create. Because your mouth is a tool and a weapon and a vehicle given to you by God to create outcomes. Outcomes. Whether it's good outcome or a bad outcome is determined by what comes out of your mouth. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So whenever you speak to your husband, you are either speaking death or life. Yeah. Whenever you speak to your wife, you are speaking death or life. Whenever you speak to your children, your siblings, friends, loved ones, you are either speaking death or life. Because your mouth is a weapon, it's a vehicle. It is given to you to create good or evil. The outcome of your circumstances has everything to do with the words that proceeds out of your mouth. What are you saying? Imitators of God. Be ye imitators of God as dear children. Imitators of God. It means let's imitate our dad. Let's do it the way he does it. I know you are dealing with a lot of fears. I deal with fears. Sometimes I feel threatened. I feel threatened and I feel intimidated. Sometimes I can tell when people are conspiring evil against me. I can feel it. I can feel evil. I can feel when people take my name places and my pictures and my loved ones to places and they are invoking demonic powers and doing evil things. I can feel it. But I don't give in to what I'm feeling. I command the opposite. I command it to backfire. I command it to boomerang. I command lightnings to answer for me. I command the earthquakes and the thunders of God to answer. I command the vengeance of God to answer them. In the name of Jesus, I command the blood of Jesus to answer them. In the name of, I don't give in to my fears. I refuse to be threatened. I refuse to be intimidated. Let nothing and let no man, let no circumstances intimidate you or threaten you. Now, anything that threatens and intimidates, in the name of Jesus, let it be accursed and be vanquished. In the name of Jesus, say yes. Come with me to the book of Mark, the 11th chapter. Mark 11 chapter and the 23 verse.
For verily I say unto you,
that
whosoever shall say unto
whosoever
God,
shall
say,
whosoever
shall say,
shall meditate, shall be nice, shall cry, frustrated, discourage, meditate, reason it out, tweet, talk about it, send emails, talk to friends and loved ones. But whosoever
shall say,
whosoever
shall say,
what have you said and what are you saying? What it stands to mean is nothing moves and nothing happens until you say something. Negative or positive events has everything to do with what you are saying with your mouth. Whosoever shall say to whom? To what? Go ahead.
To this mountain.
To what?
To this mountain.
What is a mountain? Stubborn situations. Stubborn realities. Complex situations. Complications. Yeah. Crisis. Family crisis. Financial crisis. Name it. Complex situations. Yeah. Difficult situations. But whosoever shall say, be thou uprooted, I uproot you. Be ye uprooted. I am uprooting this mountain by the judicial powers of heaven. I uproot this situation. Let this situation be uprooted. I declare this week from right now that any mountain that has opposed you shall be uprooted from today. I say, I declare the mountain is uprooted. Stubborn situations are being uprooted and vanquished in the name of Jesus. I say to every stubborn situation, be uprooted and vanquished. Go ahead.
And be not cast into the sea,
uh-huh.
And shall not doubt in his heart,
mm-hmm.
But shall believe that those things which he sees shall come.
Those things which he meditates.
No.
Those things which he feels, those things which he desires, those things which he wishes for, but those things which
he says,
those things which he
says,
those things which he
says.
So in happening until you say something, nothing happens until you speak. Nothing happens until you say something. Things don't just happen. Nothing will move about your health, your family, your finances, your country, your business. If you don't say something, nothing will change. Until God said, let there be light, there was no change. The darkness was a reality. It was a reality of the times. Light was God's solution and reality. What is your solution to the situation? God's word is the solution. The word of the Lord is the solution. God has made for you and I a provision to counter any situation in our lifetime until our journey is over. Until our assignment is accomplished. I declare that nothing will take us out until we have accomplished and fulfilled everything we have put our hands to and the reason for which we came to the minute details. That nothing will compromise our life and existence. Nothing will take us out before time. We will be here, outliving all those who devise our hate and demise. We will outlive them all. We will see the vengeance of our God on their life. We will be here when they are all gone and done away with. We'll still be here. It's just a matter of time. Go ahead.
But shall believe that those things which he saith,
those things which he
saith,
those things which he
saith,
those things which he
saith.
What are you saying?
He shall have whatsoever.
What are you saying? And what have you said? What are you saying? Your present circumstances is a result of what you are saying. You don't like your harvest, change what you are saying. You don't like the outcome of your circumstances, change what you are saying. Where you are today is a result of what you said and did yesterday. Where you'll be tomorrow has everything to do with what you are doing and saying right now. Things don't just happen. Let's go ahead quickly. Let's look at Luke 6, 45. Luke 6, 45.
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good.
Uh-huh.
And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh.
You see, so he's talking about the heart. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth evil things. Out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Your mouth will execute. It's an executor. It will execute and enforce what is in your heart. So what is in thy heart? What is in your heart? Yeah. You have to take heed to what gets into your heart, because your heart will send to your mouth, and your mouth will speak what is in your heart. And when the enemy wants to destroy you, because he cannot curse us and destroy us, he employs our ignorance to destroy ourselves. He programmed us to destroy ourselves. We call it self-destruction or self-sabotage. I refuse to self-destruct. I refuse to self-sabotage. In the name of Jesus. Now, Proverbs, the 14th chapter. Look at Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Proverbs, the 4th chapter and the 23rd verse. Proverbs 4. And the 23rd, but look at something here.
Keep thy heart with all diligence.
Guard your heart with all diligence.
For out of it are the issues of life.
Guard your heart. Why? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The wise man Solomon said it in his day. Jesus came wiser than Solomon. Repeated the same thing Solomon said. That you got to guard your heart. You have to be careful what gets into your heart. It means that you have to be careful what you are hearing. All these conspiracy theories on social media. Everybody is become wise. Everybody has become some kind of a prophet. Everybody has become wise. Everybody has something they are saying. Everybody is coming up with things. Don't be confused. What you pay attention to will eventually determine your direction. So be careful what you are paying attention to. Be careful what you are feeding your spirit with. So the wise man said, guard your heart. Don't just buy into everything. I don't just listen to anything. I block a lot of things. Yeah. Before I go to bed, I don't watch certain movies. And I don't tune in to listen to some news. There are so many things I avoid. Because I have to guide my heart with diligence. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And whatever the mouth speaks determines the outcome of your circumstances. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it proceeds the issues of life. What does it mean? It means that the issues of your life and my life is determined by what comes out of your mouth through your heart. I know who people are and where they are by what they say. All I have to do is to hear you talk. When you talk, I can tell whether you are wise or you are a fool. Your words reveals to me who you are, where you stand. And I've seen people who I look at them and I don't know why and how they got to where they are in life. Because you listen to them, you can tell that this guy is not wise. They are not wise at all. Intelligence is different from being wise. Anybody with skill and IQ and knowledge can be intelligent. But to be wise requires wisdom and longevity. And it doesn't come on a silver platter. You have to go through the process. Face something. Go through something before you become wise. Say, I hear you. Joel chapter 3. 10b.
Let the weak say, I am strong.
Let the weak say,
I am strong.
Let the weak say, I am weak. The reality is that you are weak, but don't accept it. So what do? You speak the opposite of your situation. I feel weak. I am weak, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Are you hearing me, somebody? I feel weak. I feel like I'm losing my energy. I feel like I'm being drained emotionally, mentally, and physically. But in the name of Jesus, I exchange my weakness with the strength of God. I exchange my weakness with the strength of God. I tap into the might of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Let's move on because of time quickly. Psalm 107 verse 2.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
You are the redeemer of the Lord. But until you declare that you are redeemed, it has no effect or impact. You have to say it. I was dealing with a situation, one of our brothers who had the coronavirus, and he couldn't breathe. He was in a very difficult situation. And the wife had called me, and I was praying. I was getting up and praying in the night. And I was calling him by the name we all know him. And my prayers weren't penetrating. I could feel that the prayers were coming back, and we were losing him. And the wife was calling. One of our doctors came and said, "Papa, it doesn't look good. We are losing him." And I said, "No, we won't lose him." So I kept praying. I kept praying. She was calling me, "Papa, Papa, it doesn't look good, though." And this doctor, she's a woman of faith. She has a lot of faith. And the way she was talking, I knew that it wasn't looking good. She said, "Papa, it's not looking good. It's not looking good." And the wife said, "Papa, you have to do something." I said, "First of all, I want you to declare that you won't be a widow. Start from there. You declare you won't be a widow. Number two, declare your children will not be fatherless and leave the rest to me." As I kept praying, the Lord said, "The name you are using cannot decode. It's not giving you access into the realm of the spirit." So I said, "What do I do?" He said, "Ask the wife, what is his family name? What is he known by the family? What name was given to him apart from the name we all know?" And the wife gave me that name. And the Lord said, "That is the code. Use it." So I called Bishop Nyako. I said, "Let's stop using the name we are using. Let's use this name." As soon as we started using that name, he turned around. He came back. Then, as soon as he came back, his son, who was doing fine, nothing was wrong with him. The son couldn't breathe. He could not breathe. Called the mother. Say, "Mom, Mom, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe." And I said, "Find water quickly. Find water wherever you are. Speak over the water and declare that I change the efficacy of this water to the blood of Jesus and let him drink it." And as soon as he drank the water, he started vomiting. He threw that. As soon as he finished vomiting, everything ceased. He became fine and he could breathe. As soon as he started breathing, the mother also started having problems and complications with breathing. So they had to rush her also to the ICU. And when she called me, I said, "I know what is going on. We've gone after the thing, and it wants somebody from your house. It wants funeral." And I said, "We curse any dark cloud around your house. We bind any dark cloud right now. Bind any dark cloud over your family. Bind any dark cloud over this house, over this nation. Your loved ones, your sons and daughters, your children. We dismiss every dark cloud. We vanquish every dark cloud. We bind every dark cloud over this house, over our dwellings and our nation. We curse it in the name of Jesus." Amen. I mean, it was a battle. It was a battle. But what won the day was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost kept giving us Rima, say Rima. And that gave us upper hand over the situation. And I spoke to him the other day. And during that time, somebody, an entity came to his room and said, "I have come for you." And he rebuked the entity and said, "You are joking. I'm not going anywhere with you. Any demands or claim being made on us by the dark side, by the powers of the dark kingdom, we deny them in the name of Jesus. We strip them of their powers. In the name of Jesus, we deny them. We renounce their claim. We renounce their demands over our lives, over our sons and our daughters, over our husbands and our wives. We block their demands. We block their claims. Every claim and demand being made by the occultic kingdom, by sorcerers, by diviners, by witchcraft network, by familiar spirit, in the name of Jesus, we block them, we override them, we strip them of their powers.
name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Say, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Amen. Let's move on quickly. Let's move on. Let's look quickly to John 6 and 63. John 6 and 63.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Uh-huh.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
Yes, sir.
The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Jesus said, the words I speak carry spirit and they carry life. Proverbs 18:21 says they carry life and death. Jesus said they carry spirit and they carry life. So whenever we speak, we are carrying life or we are carrying death. And I'll prove it to you as we go ahead. Look at Romans 10:10. Romans 10:10.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
So if you believe and you don't speak, you don't believe. May I say it again? If you believe and you don't declare or speak, what you believe is unbelief. If you believe, you must speak. If you believe, you must say it. Until you say it, what you believe will never happen. It's not enough to believe. Even demons believe and they tremble. You must go past believing to the place of proclamation. Say proclamation. Say proclaim. I proclaim that I will live and not die. I proclaim that I will outlive anyone that devised my hate and demise. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I proclaim that anyone that wishes me ill, it shall be ill with them. And anyone that wishes me well, it shall be well with them. I believe it, therefore have I spoken. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 4:13. 1 Corinthians 4:13.
Second, we have in the same spirit of God.
2 Corinthians.
According as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe, you must speak what you believe. And these are the days to speak the scriptures. These are the days to speak the word of God as never before. Because there are a lot of realities out there. But we have only one reality, and it's the word of God. We have only one reality. Thus says the Lord. We have only one reality. It is written. And God is under obligation to perform his word. The Lord working with them, confirming his word with signs following. I declare that anyone that speaks the word of God from today, you have immediate effect and immediate results. Immediate result. Come with me to Hosea 14. Hosea chapter 14 and verse 2. Quickly.
Take words with you
And
return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips.
You see? So, why take words with you? Why return to the Lord? Why say? Somebody say, say. Say unto who? Say to the Lord. Take words. What words? His word. Set the scriptures. Set the scriptures. Take words from the scroll and return to him and share to the Lord. Why? Numbers 14:28. Numbers 14:28.
Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you.
So what are you saying into his ears? What does this mean? It means that any time you open your mouth and you say anything, it enters, it goes into God's ear. He hears it. And he said, whatever you say with your mouth shall happen. And he said, I will see to it that what you say with your mouth comes to pass. So you have to be careful of what you are saying. He said, say unto them, truly as I live, what they have said and what has been spoken into my ears will happen to them. Today, you must take the word of God and return to the Lord and declare his words unto him. And say, Lord,
This is your word. This is your word. Come with me to Isaiah 43:26.
Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together.
Yes.
Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
How are you justified? How are you justified? Declare thou what? The word. I said, even I am he that blots out your transgression. Go back. Go back to 25.
I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sin.
He said, I will blot out your transgressions. I will not remember your sins, but it's not enough. Declare what I have said, because the accuser will come. The accuser will come and he will bring you under guilt. And the only way you are justified, and what is the meaning of justification? Just as if I have never sinned before. So he said, the only way to release you from the power of the voice of the accuser is to declare what I have said. And that is how you are justified. Declare thou that thou mightest be justified. For by thy words thou art condemned, and by thy words thou art justified. Let me show you something. Come with me, please. Come with me quickly to 1 Samuel 17, verse 43 to verse 46. 1 Samuel 17, 43 to 46.
And the Philistines said unto David.
And the Philistines
said unto David.
And the Philistines
said unto David.
And the Philistines
said unto David.
Unto who?
David.
It was specific. Do you know that somebody has called and mentioned your name somewhere for evil? Do you know that there is an arrow with your name on it? The Philistine was very specific about it. He did not attack the king of Israel. He didn't go after anybody. This is what we call demonic concentration. Concentrated on David and David alone, and left everyone else and said, I'm going after David. And he said unto David, listen to what he said. Go ahead.
Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his
And the Philistine
cursed David.
And the Philistine
cursed David.
And the Philistine
cursed David.
You see, do you know people are pronouncing curses against us? But I'll tell you something. The reason why you have to watch your words is because you can't curse what God has blessed. So the curses don't work. So what they do is to program you by cursing, by sending or casting spells and making demands and claims on you to get you to the place where you yourself speak what they want to happen to you. So you curse yourself. We call it self-imposed curses. You curse yourself. Every time you say, I can't take it anymore. I've had it. It's too much. It's too much. You know what you've done? You have aborted your harvest. And I swear to you, it is written. If you faint not, you shall reap. You shall reap if you faint not. So whenever you say things like, it's too much. I can't take it. That's it. I've had it. You are aborting your harvest. And it's a self-imposed curse. And that is exactly what the enemy wants. By your words, you've given him permission to execute his desires against you. So whenever you are upset, hurt, angry, discouraged, frustrated, be careful what you say. The times you must be very, very careful of what comes out of your mouth is when you are hurt. You are down, confused, depressed, offended, discouraged, frustrated. During those times, you must take heed to what you say, and you must guard your heart and your mouth with all diligence, because the enemy will deploy you yourself to curse yourself. He will deploy you to hurt yourself. Today, on authority of the scriptures, let anyone that has cursed us in the name of Jesus be disappointed. Let their curses be overturned, overturned, overturned. Put your hands and say, I overturn any curse word. Anyone that has cursed me, my children, my family, this house, my nation, let it boomerang in the name of Jesus. Boomerang. Amen. Now, let's go ahead. See something. He didn't just curse him, but he deployed a supernatural power. And that is my frustration with you Christian businessmen and women. You go to the marketplace doing business, depending on skills, IQ, and knowledge. You depend. And it's because a lot of Christian businessmen and women are just selfish and greedy. So, you go out there, you are not connected to the altar. You are not connected to the leadership of the house. You are out there, and you are using your own might and your strength. But it is written, it is not by might nor by power, but it is by my spirit. It is written, lean not on your own understanding. Be not wise in your own eyes. But in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. A lot of you Christian businessmen and women, because you don't want to do the right thing, you don't want to support the ministry, you don't want to tithe, and you don't want to build churches, and you don't want to help the work of God, and it's just about you and your immediate family, you just try to do things on your own and think you are smart. A lot of the people you deal with out there, they don't just use their natural senses. No. You operate by supernatural powers. One of my members went for a board meeting in Dubai. And this sheikh came into the meeting. And the sheikh is his partner. They are in the same business. And when the sheikh came, they were already seated with the investors and the lawyers and everything. And the sheikh just sat down and he was holding some kind of a roses, you know, and he was just chanting and doing this. I was talking. Didn't say anything. Then when he saw the sheikh doing that, he also started speaking in tongues. Then the sheikh did this. Then after a while, the sheikh got up and said, gentlemen, you can close the business. Have a good day. And he left. So later he called me and said, Papa, what do you think that is? And I said, the Bible said the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I said, he just taught you something. I said, when he came in there and he was just moving his fingers, it wasn't something physical, it was supernatural. He was weighing everybody there. He was weighing everybody there. And he was weighing the transactions. And when he felt that the transaction would work, he said, go ahead, and walked away. And I said, that is where you Christian businessmen and women fail. You use your natural senses. Because you are in business for yourself. But if you are in business for God and for the ministry, you don't go out there on your own. You go with God. You play by his way. You play by the principles of God. You use the supernatural. You don't use logic, because a lot of the people at the marketplace, they don't use logic. They don't. Somebody is fighting me over a land I bought many years ago. And he's been told that the land is mine. But he's dying me, because he has some very powerful people in high places. And I'm told that he plays with the okor. So he's been taking people's land. And I send a message to him. And I'm telling him right now, whoever you are, and whatever powers you have deployed, let it be known unto you that it's not everybody you touch and go free. And it's not everybody's land you can take. So stand down. Take your hands off. If you love life, stand down. Take your hands off my property. You cannot have anything of mine without my blessing and my permission. I'm just announcing it. I'm sending a message to whoever he is. And to those backing him, let it be known unto all behind him and his defenses and stronghold that is not anybody you touch. Upe abua arina. Say, upe abua arina. And you'll see Boba. But let me move on. That is just by the way. Let me move on. You have to understand how these things work. Go ahead. Look at how Goliath did it.
The Bible said, and the Philistine cursed David by his God.
He cursed him by
his God.
By his wisdom?
No.
By his skill?
No.
By his knowledge?
No, sir.
By what?
By his God.
By what?
His God.
That means he was depending on the supernatural. He deployed a supernatural power. He deployed demonic powers. The enemy has power, but he doesn't have authority. That's the difference between us and him. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So the enemy has power. Don't let anybody fool you that the devil doesn't have power. He has power. He has power, but he doesn't have authority. That is the difference. And authority is higher than power. Power is limited. Power is restricted. But authority overrides power. Today, by divine authority, I negate the powers of the enemy. We override the powers of the enemy. Open your mouth and say, by divine authority, by divine authority. I override the power of the enemy. I terminate the power of the enemy. I command every power of the enemy, stand down, stand down, stand down, stand down in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't let anybody fool you. You see, that is the reason why a lot of people go to the dark side for help. Because a lot of people in the church are ignorant of the devices of the enemy. They are ignorant of the fact that the devil has power. He has power, but he doesn't have authority. You cannot have authority if you are a rebel. Satan is a rebel. Authority is delegated. You can't have authority unless you are under authority. Amen? He cast him by his God. Anyone that has gone anywhere to India, to the regions of the sea and the underworld, to the powers above the heavens or the powers beneath, and has deployed the powers of the enemy or any beast to afflict us, to exact on us, to hurt us, or to oppress us, let their powers be terminated. Let their powers be accursed. Let their powers be vanquished. We curse their power by the original curse in the name of Jesus. Hear me? Say in the name of Jesus, I curse every enemy force by the original curse in the name of Jesus that devised my head and demise. I curse them with the original curse in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and give God praise.
And the Philistines said to David.
Philistines said. He kept speaking. It's time to speak back. You've been quiet for too long. You've been silenced for too long. You've held your peace for too long. It's time to say something. It's time to speak back. It is time for counter petition and counter declaration and counter attack. Somebody say counter attack. It's time to cross the enemy's lines. By the word of God, the Lutukubas, Sofalahadus, Lekand, the end. The Wahaya Kas, Asumuli Kamutan, the Valanda Kawahasa, Ilei to Kalabahan, the Banditandu Bayahan, the Lei to Kawahalasan, Balundu Banditafan, the Yei to Kuluahan, let the God of my vengeance rise. O God to whom vengeance belongs, O God to whom vengeance belongs, show thyself, show forth thy power, shine forth, O God of my vengeance. Arise to my cause and my defense. Atula mika dula hasas. Go ahead.
Then said David to the Philistines.
You see, when the Philistines had finished talking, invoking his gods and his powers, David responded quickly. My time is up.
Then said David to the Philistines, Then said David.
What are you saying to the enemy? You have to speak back. You can't hold your peace. You cannot be silent. You've been quiet for too long. It's time to speak the word. Somebody say, speak the word. Hey! Madila Maga. Yamalu Takahan Bibalan, let the mighty one rise up from within. Molayakumutu Lamba Danda Baluaha, Ikaluasiapa, hey Tatubaha, lift up your hands, those of you who are doing whatever, pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute. Lamadaluka Madulusa Yanda, Akandala Tuan, hey Kufati Samaha, Ikayatula Ban, Ilekotula Wahakatula Bahasia. In the name of Jesus. Sit down for 1 minute. My time is up. Go ahead.
Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts.
You see, David didn't do it by his own strength. He didn't go in his own mind. He said, you came against me by your gods. You deployed the gods of the Philistines. We also have a God. His name is Yahweh. We also have a God. He's the Lord of hosts. The God of the armies of Israel. I will conjure. I will engage and deploy Yahweh. I will conjure and deploy the God of my vengeance. The God of the armies of Israel. To show forth. And David said, you made a reference to your God and declared it. I am also deploying my God. And let me also tell you the outcome of your circumstances. You have spoken by your God, I will speak by my God. Go ahead.
This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand.
You see, he didn't use his own strength or his own mind. It's foolishness to go out there depending on your own might and your own strength. Don't do it. Don't do it. Go in the name of the Lord. For at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee of things that are in heaven shall bow, and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue of things that are in heaven and earth shall confess the Lordship of Jesus. Don't go in your strength. Don't go in your mind. Deploy the Lord. Conjure and deploy the name of the Lord. And David said, I come against you in the name of the Lord God of the armies of Israel, whom you have dealt with today. Go ahead.
So this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand?
He said, the Lord will deliver you into my hand.
And I will smite thee.
He said, I will smite you when the Lord hands you over to me. I declare that the Lord will hand over our enemies into our hands. They are delivered into our hands. And we will spoil them. And we will not turn back like a young lion. We will devour until they are utterly destroyed. And we will not turn back. Go ahead.
I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
You see, David was doing this for God's glory. He said, Lord, I don't want to be powerful. I don't want to be known. I don't want to be fearful. I want it to be about your glory. At the end of the day, when you have delivered, I want people to know that there is a God among us that you can deliver, that you are powerful. I know. Yeah, I know that Jesus is my Savior. I know.
Yes, I know.
I know.
Yes, I
know. Hear me. Psalm 3. 1 to 3. 1 to 3.
Lord,
Yeah.
How are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me.
But you see, this was David till he spoke back. People were taking him for granted. And they were increasing. They were doing great. They were getting away with it. Until one day David got up and said, No. It's too much. It's time to speak back. It's time to say something. And David said, they have increased. They've gotten away with it. So they think that they are free. But David said, No. For thou, O Lord, art the shield about me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Immediately, the narrative changed. Stand on your feet.